I would like to share with you an article written by one of the authors of Our Daily Bread. It is entitled, Where is the Peace? Peace is a reality few experience today. It's a state of being that often is drowned out by the fast-moving culture in which we live. But in the midst of our chaotic world, God offers a peace that goes beyond human understanding. Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Jesus promises peace, the New Testament equivalent of shalom in the Old Testament, to those who have been given their lives to him. He promises a peace that's beyond what this world can offer. In Colossians 3:15, the Apostle Paul encourages his readers with these words, Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. This peace is the same peace Jesus promised his followers. In response, we are to be thankful for the assurance that Jesus has conquered death, that he has granted us eternal life, and that he has sent the Holy Spirit to comfort, guide, and empower us for service in his kingdom. Can we stand together to pray for our nation for peace, peace in our families, and peace in our schools? For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and know the best is yet to come.